God's word that I'd like to share with you this morning is from Jeremiah's Lamentations, the Old Testament lesson. I'm going to reread a few verses. Because of the great Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion. Therefore, I will wait for him. The Lord is good to those whose hope is in him, to the one who seeks him. It is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. So far, God's word for our consideration, for our guidance, for our nourishment, for our strength, as we walk on this earth as children of God redeemed in the blood of Jesus Christ. I want you to think about new things. I want you to think about strange things. I want you to think about things that happen in your life. But above all, I want you to think about Jesus Christ in your life and how much newness he brings to you. You know, we ask questions. We want answers to many kinds of different questions. Questions, questions, questions. Questions about our health. Questions about where we're going. Questions about where we're going to live. Questions that sometimes aren't even answered in a way that we want to. I want you to think about Sherlock Holmes and Watson. They were out camping in the woods. As they laid down, Sherlock Holmes said to Watson, "As you look up in the sky, what do you see, dear Watson?" He says, "Thousands and thousands of stars." And Holmes said, "Well, dear Watson, what does that mean to you?" "Well, you know, it kind of means that even though we're here on what may be the smallest earth, smallest planets, that God's good graces has shone down upon us and has given us many kinds of different blessings." So Watson turned to Holmes and he says, "Holmes, what do you see?" And Holmes says, "I see that someone stole our tent." Okay, I want you to think about the new things. The new things that Jesus Christ brings into your life. Things that you may not even recognize and that you may not even acknowledge, but Jesus brings you those new kinds of things, and they are different. His mercies are new every morning. Every morning we rise, we see a new day. We see a different day. We see different things. Could be someone mowing their grass that hasn't mowed their grass in months. It could be something else that goes on in your life, but that you see these things happening. And I want you to think about also the things that don't happen in a positive way. Because you know, we don't live our lives on a spiritual plane. We have highs, and we have lows. We have mountains, we have valleys. We have all those certain things happen in our lives. There are times that we're floating high because of some kind of joyous experience. The joy for a parent holding the child for the first time. The joy of a grandparent that was able to see that grandchild being born. I remember 4 years ago, this August, August 27th, our daughter gave birth to our granddaughter, Victoria. She was a little peanut. You could hold her in your arms and it felt like a feather because she was 2.6 pounds. Small indeed, and yet such a glorious gift that God gave to those parents and to us. He blesses us each and every day. And as we look at those blessings, we don't see the bad things we do. We don't recognize the terrible things we do. we don't recognize about Adam and Eve's sin that causes us to sin. Because sin is just waiting behind us to hit us over the head with a sledgehammer to tell us we're no good, to tell us we are bad, and by nature we're terrible, we're blind to God. And yet God continues to come to us in His Word to open our eyes, to open our hearts to His Word, to open our hearts to His people, to see those who are suffering more than us. And God using us, using the gifts that He has given to us to share God's love with those around us. So what's new in your life? Everything is new. For great is God's faithfulness. God spoke the word to us that even while we were sinners, as Paul says, Christ Jesus died to us, died for us, to give us life everlasting and forgiveness of sins. There's our new life every single day of our lives, every single day of our waking moments. But things are new. People are new. Experiences are new. We're just now starting really to open up. In the last couple days, especially today when we were coming down here from Lake City and getting on Highway 52 at Highway 60, I was noticing how much more traffic was on the roadway than in Sundays past. People are starting to see new things, starting to open up. And as we see those new things, we see how God has blessed us to be a blessing to others. His mercies are new every morning. Great is His faithfulness. He tells us that He will always be with us, that no matter what happens, He will give us strength. He will give us compassion. He will bless us with that strength as He continues to look upon us and give us the power of the Holy Spirit, that He uses us in our ways so that we would be able to reach out to others with God's unfailing love in Christ. For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son into death, so that all who believe in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. He grabs hold of us. He tells us through the prophet Isaiah, "Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine." And Paul, the Apostle Paul, echoes that in the 14th chapter when he says, "We live, for we live to Him who gave us. If we die, we die to Him. So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. We belong to Him. And as we belong to Him, He uses us. Everything that we have, our hands, our voices, to do errands for Him, to work, to be servant for Him. And as we think about this living, and we think about the newness that God gives to us, sometimes we're blind to that. Sometimes we say, you know, it's always greener on the other side of the fence. Have we said that? Probably. Have we thought about it? Probably. But you see, God gives us newness. But yet, sometimes we're blind to that newness. We're almost like the farmer. The farmer who was in his farmstead for so many years, and he just wanted to do something different. He wanted to step up in the world, so to speak. So he had a realtor come out, look over all his property, and he was going to look through the ads see about his marvelous, gorgeous place that he wanted to buy. And a few months later, he saw this ad in the newspaper. And in the newspaper it said, and he saw this farmstead of his dreams, beautiful farmhouse, ideal location, excellent barn, good pasture, fertile soil. up-to-date equipment, well-bred stock, near town, church, and school, good neighbors. The farmer called up his realtor, and he said, I found it. And he read back that ad, and the realtor kind of gulped. And he said, guess what? That's the property you own. So many times, we oversee or overlook what God has given to us, that God has blessed us. His mercies are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness because he gave Jesus into death for our sins. He gave Jesus for us. And now he gives us the ability to reach out to others with those new mercies. In Christ's holy name, amen.